afternoon, everyone. Chair Moran had to step out, but she will likely be back here for this, so I'm going to get the meeting started. So pursuant to House Rule 10.01, I call this remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran excused. Vice Chair Olson?
Present.
Olson, present. Representative Garofalo?
Present.
Garofalo, present. Representative Albright?
Present.
Albright, present. Representative Becker Finn? Representative Becker Finn? Representative Bernardi?
Present.
Bernardi, present. Representative Eklund?
Present.
Eklund, present. Representative Hansen?
Present.
Hansen, present. Representative Hassan? Representative Hassan? Representative Hertas excused. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, present.
Hornstein, present. Representative Johnson?
Present.
Johnson, present. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, present.
Kreisha, present. Representative Liebling?
Liebling, present.
Liebling, present. Representative Lilly, excused. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, present.
Marquardt, present. Representative Miller?
Miller, present.
Miller, present. Representative Nash? Representative Nash? Representative Nelson, excused. Representative Noor?
Present.
Noor, present. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, present.
O'Neill, present. Representative Pawlowski? Representative Pawlowski? Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, present.
Petersburg, present. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, present.
Pinto, present. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, present.
Schumacher, present. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, present.
Schultz, present. Representative Scott?
Present.
Scott, present. Representative Sundin?
Present.
Sundin, present. Representative Becker Finn? Representative Hassan? Representative Mariani? Representative Nash? Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, present.
Pawlowski, present. That concludes the roll. There is a quorum present.
A quorum is present. So our first agenda item is approval of the minutes from the hearing yesterday, May 11th. Could I ask Representative Miller to move those minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would so move the minutes for approval.
So Representative Miller moves the approval of the minutes from May 11th, 2021. Please unmute yourself for a brief voice vote. So all those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. So members, thank you for your flexibility in meeting on such short notice today. We are hearing the claims bill, so House File 2360, for a second time. We previously passed this bill in April and sent it to the General Register, but there were some concerns raised on the floor earlier this week, and it was returned to Ways and Means. Chair Murphy has brought an amendment in response to those concerns. So I will move that House File 2360 be recommended for placement on the General Register and also move the A21-0198 Author's Amendment. Chair Murphy, welcome back to the committee. Could you please give us a brief reminder of what this bill does and explain your amendment?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, thank you for being present today and considering my A210198 amendment that I would like you to put onto the bill of 2360. 2360 is the bill that came unanimously out of the Senate and House Subcommittee on Claims for the state of Minnesota. And as a result of the conversation on the floor, the bill was sent back to Claims Committee, or back to Ways and Means Committee. And I am asking for appropriations for the exoneration award to Nicholas Mark Peterson of $108,684.65. Plus, I, with the amendment 0198, I am asking for an award of $1,180.63 for injuries that were that three claimants in the Department of Corrections and the Sentence to Serve Community Work Service Program had, for a total appropriation of $109,865.28. The other claims that were in the bill before, I'm recommending that the Claims Committee look at them in review during the interim.
Thank you, Chair Murphy. Are there discussions to the A21-0198 amendment? Okay, I'm not seeing any. So if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Members, is there any further discussion to the bill as amended? Representative Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say something briefly. When I was first elected in 15, I was a pretty targeted seat. And so questions would come my way that were sort of gotcha questions. And I know that it's part of the reality, you know, if you're going to be in the state legislature, you're going to have to deal with some of that stuff. But the way things came about the other day, I thought was done poorly. And I know they have the power to do this, but I want to apologize on behalf of the legislature to Chair Murphy. I don't think she had any intention for it to go the way that it did. And it could have probably been dealt with in another way. I just think that we're better than that. And I just wanted to be able to say that. And let's move forward. Let's get bills done the right way. Thank you.
Further discussion to the bill as amended. Representative Liebling.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't going to speak on this, but I just really wanted to say that I really appreciate that comment from Representative Miller. I really agree with you, and I really respect you for making that comment, and just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So first of all, I think it's important for members to realize what the purpose of the claims process is. Based on my experience with claims, we have never taken our role as legislators to be as people who are supposed to be a second jury or a second judge of the people involved. The reality is that when we have claims for people that are in the correction system, chances are they've done some bad things. And we've never before said that we've never looked at the person's offense in determining whether they should be receiving a compensation for a claim. We've never looked to see if they're a good or a bad person. That's really not our role. It's very similar to when we had the 35W Bridge Collapse Victims Compensation Fund. You know, we didn't go back and look through the backgrounds of the people who were on the bridge. We didn't ask who was here in the country, who was in here legally, or if they had criminal offenses. We made a determination of state liability, and that's how we corrected it. So what we have here is yet another example of what is the right decision to make and what sounds like the right decision to make are two entirely different things. And I had the opportunity to speak with Chair Murphy today, and I appreciate her reaching out to me. And I think that we need to have a conversation, an honest conversation amongst ourselves, that if the legislature is just not up for this, if we are going to now be doing background checks on those who are who have been wronged by the state or have been who are entitled to compensation, then maybe this is a responsibility the legislature should no longer have, that maybe we need to have a different claims process for these items. And so I want to echo some of the concerns that were made earlier. But again, if we're not going to be making factual determinations, making determinations based on the facts of those who are who have received egregious harm as a result of the actions or negligence of the state, if we're going to be doing this as sort of background checks on character witnesses, then I don't think the legislature should really be in the business of this. So, Madam Chair, thanks for allowing me those comments. I'll be voting yes on the bill today. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, I'll go Chair. To Chair. Yeah, Chair Murphy, I'll go back to you for last comments before we vote.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm heartened by what I heard today because I felt very... Well, I didn't, like I said on the floor that day, I didn't quite know how to deal with the subject because the claims committee is a subcommittee, is six people that voluntarily commit to doing many, many hours, long hours of work to make our state better and make us atone for harm that has done to people through no fault of their own. And to kind of measure out by recipe codes using the workers' comp reasoning for bodily injuries, and allowing people that have a claim a voice that's larger than talking to their legislator on the phone. It's a laborious project, and we do it, and we do it out of our respect for something that has to be done by the state representatives and the state senators to make work easier for the various committees that might have to make those decisions if we did not. But I agree with Representative Garofalo that perhaps if that's not what the legislature wants the claims committee to be doing, we have to be looking at new rules. But that has to be the rules committee then, and that has to be leadership in both houses of the legislature. And then we have to make that public again to the people of the state in how to make a claim to the claims committee. And that is another project that we certainly can't do before the end of session. But when usually our results of our deliberations in subcommittee come through, we have reached consensus or unanimity in our agreements. And so we were just caught off guard with this. But I think that going forward, we had four or five claims before the committee, and we should review them, and I think they are justifiable. I was urged to just delete, come in and delete what was discussed. But we were unanimous in that decision, and I did not feel comfortable for doing that. And so as a result, we have the individual claims for injuries, and two of them very, very serious claims for injuries, and that have long been waited for a long time to get their money. But I did not want to be the second jury. I did not want to go against the unanimity of our committee. And so I brought you the amendment today. But if other people between today and the time that's on the floor, maybe a solution can be worked out. But for today, this is the solution in the amendment 198 that I think is the best for the good and welfare of the House of Representatives and the Senate of Minnesota.
Thank you, Chair Murphy. If there's no further discussion, I renew my motion that House File 2360, as amended, be recommended for placement on the General Register. Ms. Sparkman, can you please take the roll?
Chair Moran, excused. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi? Representative Bernardi? Representative Eklund? Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas, excused. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly, excused. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash, excused. Representative Nelson, excused. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Chair Moran?
Bernard.
Moran, aye.
Moran, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Bernardi, aye.
Bernardi, aye. There are 24 ayes and zero nays.
There being 24 ayes and zero nays, the motion prevails and House File 2360, as amended, is recommended for placement on the General Register. Thank you, Chair Murphy. So members, that concludes our agenda for the day. So thank you for making time in your schedules on such short notice. And with that, we are adjourned.